Hello, this is Mr. O'Sullivan here with some fifth grade students from Tanti. Hello.
Hi.
What would you like to say?
I would like to say that a little bit about cyberbullying. So I think cyberbullying is so bad that you're hurting people's feelings because you're doing it by the internet and everybody sees it, and you're going to humiliate that people so bad. And mostly you're humiliating yourself bad too because everybody thinks that you're rude and nobody wants to be friends with you. And you're just forcing people to be friends with you just because you're just a cyberbully.
So you don't like cyberbullying, right?
I don't.
Thank you. That's very, very good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your ideas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to be talking about coding. I think coding is good because it like helps you build things and it shows you how to make things.
Very good. And what coding course are you on right now?
The 8th, I think.
The 8th one? Are you in course 2?
I don't know.
You're not sure? Okay. Thank you for telling me your ideas about coding. Hello.
Hello.
What would you like to say?
I would like to talk about technology.
Okay.
Technology is like magic because you can like take a picture or make something on your iPad, and then you can send it to your computer.
How do you do that?
You take a screenshot, and then you go to Dropbox, you publish it, and then when you go to your computer, there's like a little box down there, and when you press it, you can go and find it.
Very good. And when you publish it and find it at your computer, what do you do with it then?
Then you can use it for which reason you did it. What you do after you find it is you put it wherever you want to and put it and use it for why you wanted it.
Like in your Google?
Yeah.
Like in your Google
Drive or a project that you're doing.
Thank you for sharing your ideas.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm going to show, it's an opinion about why zoos are cruel. Do you think zoos are cruel or cool? Animals that get out of cages can be dangerous around the city. If they get out of their cages and they spot a person walking, they may attack the person. Wild animals could die. They could also get out of cages. They may find another other animal and bite or eat its prey.
What are you reading right now?
I'm reading about why zoos are cruel.
And where did you get that from?
Well, we did this last year with Ms. O'Brien in 408, and since I didn't know like what to choose, I chose this since I like animals and I don't like zoos because they're cruel.
And how do you have it on your iPad if you did it last year?
Well, first we got to use the Chromes, and then I got on my CPS, made a news a slide, then I typed down all my information that I found. And then I saved it until this year, then I decided to use it.
And are you logged into your Google account on your iPad?
Yes.
And you're able to read it?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, because you get to use the things that you did last year, or when you go to Hernandez, you're still going to be able to see it and use it.
How is that possible?
Well, you get your... You keep your email until you like go to college because you're not gonna go to the CPS school anymore.
And all your stuff lives in your email.
Yes.
In your like your.
Yeah.
Your
until
Drive.
You go to college and high school, and then you get a job, and you don't get to keep this anymore.
Well, you probably could. You can take it out and keep it again. You know, but that's fantastic. I'm so happy that you're able to look at your work from last year and the year before and use it again this year if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sharing your ideas.
Hello.
So I'm going to talk about passwords and Google Drive. So it's amazing to get Google Drive because you could put feedback and you could make like Google's, you could put slides and a lot of things. Like, for example, For example, I'm making one about cyberbullying, and you can make amazing work. Like you can make your own puzzles and buttons. And for password, it's good to keep in Google Drive because then when you go to college, you can still, you could actually maybe see it, but you could see your password so you don't forget it. And still you could keep continuing putting new stuff and make, and there's gonna be a lot of cool stuff.
Thank you for sharing your ideas. Hello.
Hi.
And what would you like to say?
I'm gonna talk about cyberbullying.
Okay.
Well, I don't like the fact that people choose to do that subject. So it's like, if they do that subject, it's gonna have consequences and they're gonna be bad. And many people in the world are good, so I want the whole thing to be good. But some people always choose, like they don't like a couple of people in the class or the world, so they choose to be mean to them, but they probably don't know them as well. So it's like, if you see a skinny girl or a fat girl and you say, hey, I don't like her because she's ugly, well, you don't know what her character traits are, so she might be nice, caring, or joyful, but people choose just by their looks. They don't care what they have inside. They only look at what they have inside, and they just judge them. It's like that that word. It's like, don't judge a cover by its book. Well, don't judge a human by the looks.
It's very smart. And can you tell me, what is cyberbullying? What does it mean?
It's like, if you're, instead of just saying it in, so it's like, it's not in a live connection. It's just like you in computers. So you might, someone might be in other half of the world on Facebook, and then another half of the world on Facebook also. So it's just like you're communicating through technology, but you're saying rude and mean things.
Thank you for sharing your ideas. Hello.
Hi.
What would you like to say?
I would like to say about 3D printing. It's something that you can create, like, what your imagination can think of. Not just, like, and you can create neat stuff, like, you can create an Angry Bird, you can create a ship or an airplane, or you can create a keychain that can hold your own keys. And that's all what I can say.
Thank you for sharing your ideas.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
What would you like to say?
I like to say about coding because it helps you learn all the things you do on code. And then it helps you learn and then go through the courses and levels and stages. And then the assignments that you take in code. That's all I like to say.
Thank you for telling me about coding.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello. I think technology is magical because, like, when you can talk, you could, or talk a different language, you could use technology by using Google Translator, and you could write, and then it'll speak for you in the language that you want it to.
That's pretty amazing. Thank you for sharing your ideas. Hello.
I recommend that you have to use Google Drive because it's amazing. You could do a lot of stuff for your project and for other things for, like, in your life.
Thank you for sharing your ideas. Thank you, fifth grade, for sharing your ideas about technology.